Okay, Steve, I had to just turn on the tape recorder because this is being taped because I have to do a study on the way people close telephone conversations.
Uh-huh.
And so I hope you don't mind.
No, I don't mind.
Okay, anyway, now what's going on?
Well, nothing. I just got home from school. And, I'm just hanging out.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'm going to start typing a little bit more of this scene I'm doing for a movie. I'm writing a movie.
How was the show?
Last night? It was killer.
Was there a show last night?
Yeah, Chet Atkins. And on Monday was Arlo Guthrie. You missed a killer time. How was the doctor?
She was funny.
Was she funny?
Yeah, I wasn't invited to a killer time, so I missed a killer time.
Bullshit, you were too. Don't give me that shit.
They didn't have a dance floor.
I told you. But it was fun. And you knew you could have come, so don't be giving me any bullshit. Okay?
I couldn't have come. I couldn't have gone to see Bonnie.
Why?
Because you told me I couldn't get in.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did, but it's okay.
Okay.
Have you talked to Mike lately?
Mike, my roommate?
No, Mike, the guy that works there. Did he say anything?
No.
Because I was standing in there. You were gone. You had gone to get more fish sandwiches. And I was standing in there listening to Bonnie,
uh-huh.
And he walked in.
What did he say?
Nothing. I was, by this point, I was standing up, getting ready to go, and he had went and sat down in my chair that I was sitting in.
Don't worry about him. He's, if he wants to be that way, well, he's gonna. There's nothing you can do about it. I mean, let's face it, you're not the kind of girl that he wants you to be. And there's nothing you can do about that. Unless you just been like a pretzel.
The pretzel's break.
Yeah. Well, what are you doing all week?
Well, isn't the week almost over?
What are you doing this weekend?
Nothing. I don't know. Mimi was going to come in town, and I was going to read Shakespeare, and that's about it.
Yeah, I got to read some stuff of mine, too.
Well... So you think I should just blow him off then?
Mm-hmm. If you don't like him. If you want to keep him, keep him. You know, but,
Don't
start treating me like you want to go out with me, you know. If he's your guy and you like him a whole bunch, you know, don't be teasing me and manipulating me.
Well, what if he's a friend of mine?
That's
and
fine.
I don't want to lose his friendship and he...
That's fine, but, you know, you can't let him just, you know, run your life.
So what do? I just say, Ricky, no more. Give me back my key. You can't come over anymore unless I invite you.
Yeah, he has a key to your house.
He took one.
Well.
And yeah. I took it back, and we had a fight, and then he took it again. And I think I'm just
Well, the guy's walking all over you. If you don't like him, you know, then dump him. But, you know, I mean, he's a nice guy. You don't want to be mean to him. But just show him the way it is. You know? I don't know what to tell you, you know. I can't make decisions for you. I think you're a nice girl. I like you, and I'd like to start taking you out. And, but if he's around, then we're just going to be friends, you know. We'll just be buddies, and
all right. Well, how about if he's just around as a friend or just sometimes, and I can go out with everybody and anybody?
That's fine.
Okay. You know what, there's this weird guy, but that weird guy that's in love with me, that sends me flowers every other Saturday.
Yeah.
Well, he called me on Sunday and talked my ear off about all this kind of stuff on the phone for a long time.
Yeah.
And then I told him to just forget about me, so he sent me this little man-made card. It's so funny. It says, well, I've forgotten about you, and it shows this little man thinking with a big, and it's, you know, like big empty space thinking.
Mm-hmm.
And then you open it up, and it says, you're just a memory now, and the guy, and there's a little stairs with a little heart on love, and he's falling down, and it says, the bright sun, the bright shining future. It's funny. And then there's this guy that says, I'm completely over you, and it shows this little man running with a little heart on his chest with the air going through it that says, I'm okay. And then there's this little monkey-looking thing, it's so cute, and it says, life is a song again. And then there's a puddle of rain and water, and it says it's perfectly joyous.
Why don't you go out with him?
And then on the bottom, on the next page, it says, so have you got any more bright ideas? Because I think he's kind of strange, but he's kind of funny. He sends me all this funny shit in the mail.
Go out with him. He'll probably shower you with all kinds of stuff.
He'll probably rain in it, too, though.
Well, you never know. You might like it.
You're sick.
No, I'm not. The guy's obviously starstruck over you, you know. Maybe you should give him a chance.
Well, you want to go eat sushi tomorrow?
I don't know, man. You got all these guys surrounding you. I just don't know. I really don't. Let's go out and go to 6th Street or something.
What? I want to go eat sushi.
You do, huh?
Don't worry. I'll pay for my own.
You are such a bitch. I swear to God. You are such a bitch.
I am not.
Yes, you are.
Why?
I can handle it, though, but that's the way it is.
Wait, Steve, wait. I think it's gone a little too far. Why am I such a bitch? I'm not a real bitch.
You're manipulative.
What did I just do manipulate? If I want to spend time with you, I think I have the right to spend time with you, and I want to go eat sushi, and you don't want to go eat sushi for some strange reason, but you want to go to 6th Street, and I find that kind of strange.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just thought, well, maybe he don't want to pay for me, so I said, don't worry, I'll pay for myself.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's not it, you know. I don't know.
Because you say you don't want to take me out and spend money and investment on me. Well, you know,
girls are an investment, you know.
Why can't we be friends? Why do I have to be your investment? Why can't I just be one of the guys and we're going to eat sushi together?
Okay, let's go eat sushi tomorrow.
Okay.
Okay?
You know, and I think Mimi might come to town and she loves sushi too. The three of us can go.
Okay.
I mean, why? I don't understand why I'm such a bitch. And I tell you all about all these guys because we're good friends. But, like, Ricky, you know...
I don't know. Every time I talk to you, you know, it's like, I don't know. I feel like you're trying to get something out of me or something that you really don't care that much about me, you know. It's just like, I don't know. You're just like, I get this feeling, you know, that you really do like this guy, but, you know, you want a couple of side dishes, too, and I'm not going to be one. You know?
Side dishes.
Yeah.
I got the main course, and now I want
you're right. Exactly, man. And I'm not going to be one.
Steve, I'm telling you the truth. I'm not. Mm-hmm. Ricky and I have dated so long, but I want to get rid of him. I mean, it's really kind of weird. Like, when I told you about that Michael guy, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Things were great because I had someone that took up all my time and all my attention that I didn't think about Ricky, and when he called me, I was always gone because I was with Michael.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have no Michael, and then the whole summer went by, and I had no Michael, and I had no one else, and I had Ricky calling me every day and every hour, and so it made it easy to spend my time with someone that was waiting for me, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so I kind of need someone to, I need to be taken away from Ricky.
Well, that's bullshit, you know? You need to be outgoing is what you... Your phone?
Yeah, can you hold on 1 second?
Yeah.
Hello?
Cherry?
Yeah.
What's up?
I'm on the other line, but I've got to go to communication. Is it real important?
Well, no, I just want to know, okay, so out of the three restaurants, La Costa Vasca, City Grill, and Chef Fred, which one would you recommend?
La Costa Vasca's delicious, City Grill's okay, and Chef Fred's good. They're all good.
Okay, but I'm going to go to La Costa Vasca. I called them. It sounds good.
It's delicious.
Okay, I'll take them there. Okay,
okay, bye.
Bye.
Thanks. Okay, are you there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well?
I don't know. I'm just going to have to study the situation a little more. Fred, I'm looking forward to going out to eat with you tomorrow night.
All right.
Okay?
I wish you wouldn't think I'm doing that because I'm really not. We'll talk about it tomorrow. Over
what I think, you know, is that you lay around and you don't really worry about so much about, I don't know, this guy, I don't know. You don't take the initiative to get rid of him, you know. You just lay around, even though you don't really like him.
No, he doesn't leave. I was so rude to him this morning. I am rude to him all the time, Steve. I was so rude to him this morning, and a lot of times I tell him to just leave, and he doesn't leave.
Yeah, well, if you really wanted him to, you could make him.
Because,
but
no, I don't
really
want to hurt his feelings. Because I don't want to hurt his feelings.
Yeah, well, you know, that's bullshit. You know, that is bullshit. If you wanted him to stay away from your house, all you'd have to do is tell him. And tell him in a way that he would understand. But really what it is that...
How do I tell him?
Give me a break, you know. You know the guy. He knows when you're serious and when you're not. And if you just...
I mean,
So you're telling me for the last, few months, it's been a completely platonic relationship?
About the last month. I mean, he hangs all over me, but I just am not sexually attracted to him any longer. And.
But you let him anyway.
No.
Huh?
No, I tell him to leave me alone. And then, I give him all these cues. Wait, I tell him to leave me alone. I give him all these cues and all, and he just doesn't untake them. Because he doesn't want to. Because he doesn't want to believe it, and he doesn't want to take them. And so he doesn't take them, and he just takes them for something else, like I'm tired.
So what you're telling me, is this guy's forcing himself on you against your will, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Unless I'm totally rude.
Well, if that's the case, you know, and this guy's not taking the message, maybe he should be, you know?
He's taking the message, but he didn't want to believe it.
Well, I don't know. You got a problem, you know? That's all I can say.
Well, anyway, I'm just not going to talk to him for a while.
Huh?
Because he left in a storm this morning, and I'm just not going to talk to him for a while.
Man, he'll be back this evening with a bunch of flowers or something like that. And, you know, you're going to melt like a popsicle.
Steve, sounds like a scene out of a movie.
He's gonna come back and, you know, kissy, I'm sorry, and all that shit, and you're gonna eat it right up, you know? Right. Am I right or am I right? Yeah.
Well, are we going tomorrow night? Or
yeah.
Are you gonna go out
we
with
gotta
Sarah
pay tomorrow night, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
So you're going to meet me out there at 1 o'clock then?
Uh-huh. Now, how do I get there?
Okay, it's between Duval and Red River on 32nd Street. You know where Red River is?
Uh-huh.
You know where Duval is?
Uh-huh.
Okay, it's 30. You go to 32nd and Red River, and it's one of those little streets in between Duval and Red River. You know what I'm talking about?
Uh-huh.
And it's 3207.
Okay, I'm sure.
And the address is 3207 Hampton. H-A-M-P-T-O-N.
Okay, I'm sure we'll be able to find
it. Okay.
I got my grand babies. Okay.
Okay, I'll see you there at 1.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye.
Yeah.
Hi, I got a maid.
Yeah?
For Sammy's house.
Uh-huh.
How am I going to pay him? I talked the woman down from 65 to 45.
Oh, that's good, huh? That's a good deal.
So, how do I pay him?
You don't have any checks from VCSS?
No, Sammy didn't give me anything. He told me, tell him to bill everything to me. But a maid service is not going to bill a bill to a house he knows vacant.
Of course not. He wants to act like a big chef from Los Angeles.
I know. And I said, don't I need some checks? Give me some checks. No! He's so rude. I mean, I think about him and I just...
Okay, well, I'll have to send you some checks, but meanwhile, I'll pay him from your money.
Okay, well, I'll pay him for my own money, but I was just going to... I wanted to tell you. And by the way, Mom, this is on tape. I have to tape all my telephone conversations from now on. So all conversations that I have with you are going to be taped.
So fast, hon, I didn't know what you said. What?
I said this is taped, and all conversations that I'll have with you from now on will probably be taped. So if there's something you don't want me to tape, tell me and I'll turn off the tape.
Why the shit are you doing that for?
My teacher's going to hear all this. Because I'm doing an experiment on the way people close telephone conversations, so I need to tape the conversation.
Well, now you know what? You know how your mother closes up. Now, take that off of the tape. Your mother's a nice lady.
Mom, it's okay, because I'll have to go back and find everything. Shit won't kill anybody. He won't die.
No, but it's your mother that said that. No.
So what?
I don't want it there, Sherry.
You're going to make me go back and erase all that and do all that for one measly word named shit.
Did you untape? Am I still talking into the tape?
Yes.
You said it three times.
I know. I'll say fuck, too. I don't think he'll mind.
Sherry. I am insulted, Sherry.
What are you eating?
I'm having this delicious meal. I could, you know.
What is it?
Sam's International the last time.
Yeah, that paella.
Well, I'm not having paella right now. But, you know, when they opened across the street, it was pretty bad. The food was bad. Am I still talking to that thing?
Uh-huh.
Sherry, I don't want to.
Mom, you don't even know the difference. It doesn't matter.
The conversation is private.
I'll turn it off. But when we close, I got to turn it back on. Okay, well, bye, Mom.
Okay, have a good day. Bye.
Cynthia? Wait. Mom. Cynthia, I'm taping now, okay?
Okay.
I just wanted to tell you that. Okay, that was Mom, what?
Yeah.
And?
She thought I was taking the test in Austin.
Oh, you're taking the test this weekend?
Yes.
Are you ready?
As ready as I'm promised.
Anyway, so I got Sammy's house cleaned today.
Yeah, he called me.
And what?
He's in a pretty good, I mean, he's kind of depressed.
Why?
He can't find a job or anything, but he's pretty, pretty good spirits and stuff. He's real talkative. He talked a lot. I talked to him for about 30 minutes.
Well, did you mention my thing?
No, that's
well, anyway, they cleaned it for $45. They said 65, and I talked the woman down to 45.
Pretty good. They cleaned it all up without electricity and anything?
Well, they borrowed the electricity from the neighbor to vacuum.
How did they do that?
With a huge extension cord.
Oh.
You get the extension cord to go across the street.
Good idea.
I should have maybe offered the neighbor some money, but they only used it for 5 minutes.
That's a good idea. No, you don't need to offer money. What neighbor was it? That guy that lived, like, James?
No, the guy across the street.
Oh, God, that had to be you.
Yeah. Anyway, Cindy, I'm too scared to call this guy.
Why?
Now that I have his phone number.
Why?
I just am.
Because you know now that he must not really want to talk to you. If you've been trying to talk, you tried to get a hold of him.
I know, but you know. Oh, I didn't tell you the other weird thing. I came home, and there was a message on my machine. A man's voice I've never heard in my life. And it said, pick up the phone next time.
Really?
I can't think. I played it 3 times. I can't think of whose voice it is.
Pick up the phone? So he must have thought you were home.
Uh-huh.
The recorder did say, hi, this is Sherry.
Uh-huh. I think so, yeah.
You don't think it's Michael?
I don't think so. I don't know. I haven't heard his voice in so long, but I don't think so. I think I drove by the house to see where he lived.
Is it cute?
I didn't want to get real nitty-gritty. It was kind of dark, and I'd have to really look hard.
Sherry, you know that man I told you about, Ben? The doctor?
Who?
David. Yes, his grandpa, the only sane one in the family.
Yeah.
He died.
Yeah.
Yes, he did. Kind of real depressed.
How?
He was, you know, he's a doctor. He still had his practice. And they weren't expecting him to die. I told you he was 75, still going strong. Well, he had just talked to his patient. He died in his office. He was seeing a patient. He told the patient, you'll be fine. Don't worry. The patient left, and he just dropped dead.
Someone killed him.
He had a heart attack and just dropped dead.
Did they hear a big thump and run to the office?
Lawrence is just probably devastated. She was the only one. I mean, they were just, you know, he was the only one that she...
He's the one that gave me that psoriasis medicine.
Yes. He took care of me that whole weekend. I was constipated. He helped me with that. I had an ulcer in my mouth. He just put silver nitrate. And he always made jokes about how he'd know what to do with me if he had me alone. He was just joking, though. You know? He just made jokes and stuff. And it didn't seem like he was ready to die whatsoever.
That's why I think, how can he just drop dead like that?
Sherry, nobody killed him. What do you mean?
I just got finished watching the show where this man gave his mother a bunch of pills that she was supposed to be taking, and she dropped dead.
And he didn't seem like he was ready to die. I went and visited them. for young Cooper, and they both seemed, he couldn't wait to get his mother-in-law out of the house. He was like a schoolboy. He was going, God, she's moving out, thank God, maybe I'll get peace now.
His mother-in-law still alive? He died for his mother-in-law?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
He's 89 years old.
He was young to die.
He was 75.
That's young to die, in my opinion. He had at least another 10 years ahead of him.
I know. I thought so, too. And Florence, my God, what is she going to do now? What is she going to do? Neil can help her. He probably feels helpless because he says he can sit there and say, I'm going to help her. I'm going to help her with anything she needs. I'm going to help her. I'm going to... Neil, how can you help her? You can't even help yourself.
Well, was she poor now or something?
No, but as far as a man to take help her take care of things, you know, now they were, what they were doing, they were going to split the practice. They weren't going to sell it. He was still going to practice. And didn't I tell you that he was going to recommend Neil? You know, because he was associate professor at Baylor.
That's right.
Neil's not disappointed because of that, believe me. He could care less about that. He has other sources. Neil has a million and one doctor friends. But Ben was the oldest and most well-renowned, and he was most knowledgeable, and Neil said he was the most compassionate.
Well, so if Neil's mother, I mean, if anyway, that doesn't matter because the wife can now recommend Neil because she will automatically become something because she was his wife.
Really?
Usually. I mean, she'll have, she can have the same thing.
She always had a say. But, I mean, because she was Ben's nurse. I mean, not a nurse, but she helped. But she was a big, I just can't believe he passed away.
Anyway.
Yeah, now. Now when we go over to visit, cause Neil always, I mean,
is Neil going to the funeral?
He can't.
Why?
It was today. He didn't even know. He called, Neil got food poisoning. He called Ben to discuss his disease, to discuss the ailment that he was having.
Uh-huh. Was this all today?
Yes.
So he talked to Ben today before he died?
No. He found out that he was dead when he called. Isn't that a sick way to find out?
What, she told him?
Actually, David told him. It was sad. Sad way to find out. You know, he got food poisoning. He discussed symptoms with Ben. Ben, he said that Ben was the most compassionate doctor he ever knew. But he cared about his patients. Oh, well.
Cynthia, you really that worried about it? See, I don't really, it doesn't affect me because I didn't know him. I mean, I feel sad and all
for
him. I knew
it.
But I don't really feel real sad.
Oh, why should you?
You know. I mean, because I didn't know him, and he's no big deal to me, you know.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, that's kind of rude of me, maybe.
You didn't know him. So, I guess you know. I knew him. I was just over there. He was the only one I really thought was sane in that family. Florence is kind of weird, and the daughter is kind of weird. But Ben kind of kept him, you know, he was her glue. He was the glue that held it all into one. And I just can't picture her without him. I don't know what she's going to do without him. But, I mean, he didn't seem like he was ready to die. He is super. God. Bad situation. So what else is going on?
Nothing. I'm just all freaked out about that. I mean, should I call him or should I not? Now he's so accessible, you know? I was going to. I take that back. I did know an answer. And then now I'm all nervous about it. Oh, but what was I going to tell you? A friend of mine, Steve, he called me up and we were talking. And he said, you know, every time I drive by Ricky's over there, I know he lives there. And I know that no matter what, you're going to tell me that he doesn't live there. But I think he does. And, you know, that's why I'm kind of hesitant to ask you out.
That what?
Steve, this friend of mine, did that to me. He said that Ricky's truck's always over here, and that I may say I don't live with him, but I do, and that's why he's hesitant to ask me out. So you never know.
Steve said that about Michael?
No, about Ricky.
I know, but you said that's why Michael...
No, Steve said that about himself.
Oh, he wants to ask you out.
Well, Steve and I are going to have sushi tomorrow. But see, Steve thinks I'm just leading him on, and I'm toying with him, and I really love Ricky, and I want a couple of others on the side. That's what he told me.
How old is Steve?
Oh, I don't know. I'm about 25, 26.
Is he cute?
No, but he's young. He's not 25, 26. I mean, he's just graduating from St. Edward's. And I mean, he's been a lot. He's been around. He's seen a lot. He's been to Asia. He's been all over, you know.
He's not 25, not 26?
He is, but he's not mentally. You know, I mean, he doesn't, you know what I mean? He's not like, I don't know. I view him as a student who's about 23, you know. But maybe I shouldn't. Maybe I'm wrong. Because I view him more as a friend, too, more like a buddy. I mean, he sees right through me. I mean, we're fun. I mean, we have a good time. But
well, Ricky's truck is always over there.
I know, so that's what I'm thinking maybe about Michael.
You can't do anything about it.
I can call him up.
What do you do about Ricky? Why is he always over?
Oh, I finally today, I know this, you're going to say, yeah, sure. But I can't take it anymore, Cynthia. This morning, he said, am I going to see you tonight? And I said, I don't know. I'm pretty sick of you.
Oh, my God.
And this, Cynthia, how more blunt can that be? Come on. So he doesn't take it, and I get home tonight around 6 o'clock, and he's sitting here. And I was just really mad.
He got in the house?
Well, because he has a key. And I asked him for it back. Wait, listen, I asked him for it back. And he gave it back, and then he took it when we were getting on better. Again, because I just left it on the table. I need to take it and go put it away someplace. But, I mean, why shouldn't it be that big of a deal? So then I started yelling at him, I'm just mad at you. You know, you smother me. You know, because he's like, who was that guy's voice? I said, I don't know, but I'm going to dinner with Steve tomorrow night in case you don't mind. You know, I mean, I was a real bitch, but how more blunt can I be? You know, and he's still over here after I tell someone that I'm kind of tired of him. You know? So, anyway, I was going to have dinner at a friend's house. And another thing I don't like is he's sitting here all day long and the recorder's going off and he gets to hear all my messages. I don't like that.
Why does he sit there all day long?
Well, he doesn't sit here all day long, but he comes here. And I don't like that. And so I went to have dinner at a friend's and he wanted to take Holmes. I said, well, okay, go ahead and take Holmes.
See, you can't let him do that anymore.
I know.
You really want to break away.
I know it. Well, I told him, I said, Ricky, I want to be friends with you, but I don't want to be tied down to you, and I'm going out with other people, whether you like it or not, and you know it. And I don't want you to start acting patty. I mean, I was a real bitch. I started yelling at him, and he's so funny. I brought you something. Well, what is it? Do you want? No, I don't want it anyway. Just get out. Just go home.
What did he brought?
A yellow rose. He bought me a dozen roses last week.
Oh. What the hell is happening?
Then I'm meaner than ever. And I said, Ricky, you just make me mad because you don't see it because you don't want to see it. I said, you're blind to it because you don't want to accept it. Accept the truth.
And what did he say?
Nothing. I got in the car and drove away. So I'm going out with Steve tomorrow night. I'm nervous about Michael. I want to kind of go get dressed and look real nice and then go knock on his door. What would be better? To call him or to go knock on his door? See, you know, it's more like a fun thing to me. I'm not worried about being rejected. I'm more worried about how he's going to react, how it's going to handle. It's like I'm dying to know what's going to happen, and I'm doing this for
just
a thrill.
Do it, then. Do it. What is his deal? Why can't he call you?
I know, and see, I don't think I want to approach it that way, though. I don't think I'm going to approach it. Like, how can he have a call me? I'm going to be really almost too nice. Don't you think that'd be more...
Not too nice, just like so.
Like, hi, how are you? Like, I'd be to anybody.
And you could say, I've been hunting you down. I guess you didn't want to talk to me, though. Something like that.
Something, but not like that, but more in a joking way or... Oh, but it makes me nervous. Wouldn't you be nervous with me? A little bit?
Yeah.
You're depressed because of that man, aren't you?
Yeah.